What's up, y'all? It's been a minute, man. I ain't talked to y'all on the podcast since April of this year, and I ain't talked to y'all video-wise since the NBA playoffs. But we here. Today is Sunday, September the 10th, 2023, and it's week one of the 2023 NFL season. Don't talk about this. So before we get into the NFL, man, how y'all been? Y'all been good? Y'all been blessed? Y'all been stressed? What? Man, I've been on the same thing, just taking life one day at a time, rolling with the punches. Before we get into any NFL talk, though, we gotta talk about college football and the resurgence. I mean, people watch college football all the time, but Deion Sanders going to Colorado, the overhaul he did with that roster. Being 2-0, man, this is the most buzz I've seen generated around college football in a minute. It's been a while, and we have Coach Sanders prime time to thank for that. And I'm not gonna be hypocritical. I was disappointed when he left Jackson State. Let me be the first to say it, because I felt like he could bring, more eyes to HBCUs, more revenue. Things of that nature. I felt that, we needed him, HBCU, because I'm an HBCU grad. We needed him more than Colorado did. So I was upset. But when I finished being upset, I was like, I want him to be successful because I don't want to see a black man fail on a higher level. So, man, be that as it may, they've been balling. Shador, 69 of 89. Over 900 yards passing, six touchdowns, one rushing touchdown. The dude is, precise with his passing. It's on the string. It looks pretty when he's, passing the ball. Travis Hunter is a dog. You see the D on his jersey, the L on Shador's for leader. That entire team, man, of Joe Horn Jr., I believe his name, the number one receiver they have, he balled out yesterday. They beat TCU in week one. People were saying, oh, they ain't going up against an elite defense. It's just a passing game. It was a game of offense. Yesterday against Nebraska, they went up against a pretty good defense with a NFL caliber coach, Matt Rhule, even though he sucked at Carolina. We're going to keep it real. He was an NFL coach, pretty stout defense. If you watch the game, Shador got sacked a few times. The first half, it was, pretty much a stalemate up until the second quarter, towards the end of the second quarter. And then they ran away with the game. I believe they scored 35, 34 points and held Nebraska to 14. So they played a pretty decent defense. Now, when they go up against USC, Oregon, we're going to see how they fare. But for right now, they balling, and they are the talk of college football. They do have more eyes on college football. And I probably will be getting some Colorado gear. And I'm going to show love to Jackson State because, like I said, I'm an HBCU grad. So, I love what he did for their program, and we still need to support them at the end of the day. But what Coach Prime is doing, man, I'm proud of him. And to do it with two of his sons, Shiloh is the starting safety, Shador is his starting quarterback. He has a prototype, and Travis Hunter playing corner and wide receiver, starting at both, balling at both. If you want your son to be an elite football player, if he's recruited by Colorado, that's where he needs to go. Like Coach Prime said, we already, he's a household name. He's already in the living room with the parents. You know what I'm saying? They love him. So, man, proud of him, proud of the program, proud of just what he's doing with these young men. And, support him, support him, support the kids. Especially if you're African American, if you're black, definitely support them. Stop trying to nitpick and find, oh, they don't do this, they don't do that. It's a new team. He's already exceeded expectations. because last year they only won one game. They went, what, 1-12? And he's already 2-0. So, you know, they got Colorado State coming up, then Oregon will be after that. Hopefully they start 4-0. I want to see what they can do. Because what I'm saying so far, especially yesterday, was Shador being poised, coming out the second half and balling, putting up numbers, good numbers. Will he win the Heisman? I'm not sure, but should he be in the talks for it? He keep playing like this, definitely. So we ain't gonna stay on college football too much. You know, I'm a fan, but it's way too many teams to be talking about, way too many games, and I just ain't doing that. But we're gonna go to the NFL, man. Week one predictions. Got him here. We're gonna talk about a few quarterbacks, not all, but some. And you know, we're gonna start with the Thursday night game. I picked Kansas City to win that game. The score was 21-20. Detroit beat them. Travis Kelce's out with a knee. Chris Jones, he's out because he wants more money. And let me say something. Stop taking up for billionaires. It's weird. You know, telling people to, you see people saying, hey, just get out there and play. And you know, they'll work on it during the season. No. I like what he's doing. Sit out. Sit out as long as you can. Because at the end of the day, the contracts in the NFL, they need to be guaranteed. I don't think people know what $1 billion looks like. Now, give a person multiple billions. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous to be telling a billionaire to save money when they're filthy rich. That is wealth beyond imaginable. And you know, Chris Jones is a millionaire, but what he brings to that Kansas City defense, it can't be replaced. 15 and a half sacks, I think in 20, it was the 2018 season. 15 and a half sacks last year. They won a Super Bowl. You can't, and he plays defensive tackle. You can't replace that. But people will say, oh, Kansas City lost because Kelce didn't play. And that may be true because the receivers, they dropped a lot of passes. They did. But if you have somebody that's disruptive on that defensive line, on that defensive front, he can make up with Kelce, what you lost with Travis Kelce offensively, because you have another player on the defense that's dynamic. Let's just be real. Kansas City, in the past, what, 10 years, I personally don't think they've had a stellar defense. No, like, I'm a Colts fan. I remember they had us down in the playoffs when Andrew Luck was playing. And we came all the way back. They had Alex Smith starting. Came all the way back and walked them down. That was the defense. You know what I'm saying? So you have this defensive player who's great and you're playing with his money. And I just don't understand. So pay him. You need him. Detroit is legit. Shout out to my brother, Woogie. Jaquar Switzer, he laughed at my post on Facebook when I was saying, like, man, I love what Detroit is doing, but I'm rolling with Kansas City. He laughed to let me know, yeah, they lost. So, man, again, I love what they're doing. Jared Goff, you know, Detroit, they're serious. I love the head coach. He's very intense. I believe that they will make the playoffs this year. And they started off well, man, beating the defending Super Bowl champions. That's got to be a letdown. You ended the season on a high note and then you started on a low note, even though they only lost by 1 point. A loss is a loss. So, you know, that was my, you know, just being honest. I'm not going to get on here and lie. Thought Kansas City would win and they lost. So, today we have Tampa Bay going against the Vikings. You know, Baker Mayfield. He's there, you know, for Tampa Bay replacing the great Tom Brady, arguably the greatest of all time. I don't think that, but a lot of people do. My guys, Peyton Manning, just feel like Peyton did more for his team offensively. He was the offensive coordinator. He was the head coach on the field, and I don't think Tom Brady had to worry about that because he had Bill Belichick. But Baker Mayfield, drafted by the Browns, played for Carolina for a little bit, played for the Rams, and now he's in Tampa Bay starting. I don't know how, but no. The Vikings should win. Kirk Cousins, they're disappointing every year. I believe they should have gotten a Super Bowl within the past, what, 6, 7 years, definitely, because they had a top-tier defense at one point in time. They just can't put it together. Kirk Cousins, he shrinks under the pressure, under the bright lights, but during the regular season, man, they're pretty good. They're always at the near the top of their division, near the top of the, the NFC. So, Vikings, Panthers versus Falcons, Bryce Young, number one draft pick. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to expect from either one of these teams, NFC South. I'm gonna go with the home team, with the Panthers. Desmond Ridder is starting for the Falcons. It's a pick me game, but I'm gonna roll with the home team, roll with Carolina. I'll probably regret it, but it is what it is. Jaguars versus the Colts. You got Trevor Lawrence, proven, had a good season last year. I'm not gonna say great, but had a good season last year. Won a playoff game against the Chargers. Man, I'm a Colts fan. Anthony Richardson, Florida. Strong arm, very dynamic athlete. Great IQ. But I'm going with the Jags. I got them winning. I can't, roll with my heart. I gotta be sensible. I think we'll have a pretty decent year. I don't know if we're gonna get 7 wins or eight. I don't know. Seven on the low end, 9 on the high. So, but this we're starting out with a loss. I just think Jacksonville, they're too good. They on both sides of the ball, they're too good. Raiders, Broncos. You have Jimmy G starting for the Raiders. Russell Wilson for the Broncos. You have Sean Payton, first year coaching the Broncos. We saw what he did with Drew Brees. He got a Super Bowl, was always near the top of the NFC South, and had an explosive offense. The Broncos have a great defense. They have offensive weapons. They have Russell Wilson. Russell, you're going to have to show that you can win without the Legion of Boom. Since Pete Carroll put you in that hot seat when he passed on the goal line in the Super Bowl, that made you public enemy number one to everybody. Last year, you stunk. Y'all suck. That defense is elite. Now we're going to see if now we're going to see if I'm sorry about that, y'all, but we're going to see if this dude can show and prove and carry a team without Cam Chancellor, without Richard Sherman, without what was his coach name? I just said it. But anywho, we're gonna see what he could do without those guys. He has weapons. He has a good defense. You got to get it done, bro. Stop kissing babies. That's what Sean Payton say. Packers Bears. Are they in the Packers? Packers versus Bears. Are there any Packers fans out there remaining? Aaron Rodgers is gone. He's with the Jets. You got Jordan Love versus Justin Fields. I'm rolling with the Bears. Justin Fields will get the dub. You got the Rams and the Hawks up next. Matthew Stafford, he will be starting, going against the Seahawks with Geno Smith. They made the playoffs last year. Geno has his resurgence. Let's see if he can keep it up. I'm cheering for him. I'm rooting for him. And, without a Cooper Kupp playing for the Rams today, You have Van Jefferson as the number one option. Aaron Donald is still on the other side, causing ruckus, creating havoc. But I just don't know if they'll be able to score as many points as they need to beat Seattle. So I'm going with Seattle. I'm going with Geno. Texans, Ravens, Lamar Jackson. Look, took a chance on himself, got paid. No agent. He and his mom, they handle his business. The youngest NFL MVP. He got that with his second year starting. Yeah, I'm rolling with the Ravens. He has something to prove. I believe that the most elite quarterbacks in the NFL, when you talk about them, he has to be near the top of the list. He's so dynamic, can run, can pass, utilizes his tight ends, utilizes his running backs better than anybody. CJ Stroud, like, I love him. Georgia, national champion. You're a rookie. You're going up against a proven defense, a bend but don't break defense. This isn't my Ravens defense, and that's that 2000 Ravens defense, or the Ravens defense with Suggs and Ed Reed. It's not that, but they're still formidable, and they got their big dog back. He sat out the rest of last year towards the end of the season, didn't play in the playoffs, wanted to get healthy, wanted to ensure his future, the signs of a great leader, and his teammates backed him. I'm pretty sure it was something that wanted him to get out and play. But again, like I said earlier, we're not going to keep protecting billionaires. Like, no, pay these guys. They need to ensure their futures, because the shelf life of an NFL player isn't that long. And every play you go out there, you're subjected to get injured. Probably, like, it's a higher percentage than any other sport. So football is dangerous, it's violent. I think he did the right thing sitting out the rest of last year, and we're gonna see what he does this year. Okay, you have the Bengals and the Browns. Joe Burrow looks like he's starting. Deshaun Watson, I'm a fan of his. Loved what he did at Clemson. Back-to-back national championship games. Lost the first one, won the second one. Love what he's been doing. Hate what he had to go through down there in Houston. Made the playoffs a few times. Very dynamic, very great passer. When you talk about elite quarterbacks and not just black quarterbacks, he's at the top of, near the top of the list. We know Patrick Mahomes is number one, but Deshaun Watson is going to have something to prove this year. And with that being said, with Joe Burrow being compromised, and that O-line isn't the best. They definitely made some strides in the past 2 seasons. You got the T. Higgins contract situation going on. I'm gonna go step out on a limb, and I'm gonna say Cleveland will get the dub this week. So I got Cleveland over the Bengals. You got the Titans and the Saints. Ryan Tannehill is with the Titans, all reliable, and he has, I think is he has D Hop. He has a formidable receiving core. But the Saints have they have Derek Carr. That's comical. That's comical. I'm gonna go with the Titans. I think, Tannehill, he has something to prove as well. Last year wasn't great. The past 2 seasons haven't been, let's just be honest. But settle in. It's been a lot of distractions going on. We know what happened with the draft and them drafting a quarterback. It'll make anybody feel some type of way. That's why I said what I said about T. Higgins. Distractions, you never know what they can do to a player. So I'm going to go with the Titans. I think they bounce back. You got San Francisco and the Steelers, Brock Purdy. Like, the keys to the car, the keys to the kingdom is in your hand. You have a great team, an elite defense, a great coach. Going to put you in the right position to win games. The Steelers, you still have a young quarterback. You're rebuilding, of course, young receivers. Going with San Fran. Cardinals and Commanders. really don't have anything much to say about this game, other than the Cardinals are a poorly ran franchise. So are the comm was the Commanders were. They have new management, new ownership. I got the Commanders winning. I think they're gonna make some they're gonna make some noise this year. They're gonna make some noise this year. You have the Dolphins versus the Chargers. I have the Chargers winning, even though the Dolphins, man, that offense is crazy. For real. Like with Tua, with those speedy receivers they have. I'm having a brain freeze. Excuse me, I'm sorry. It's been a minute, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So excuse me, but Tua, he made a lot of noise last year. I hope that, he can stay upright. The concussions, I hope they don't derail his career. I love what they're doing. The Chargers, they're a great organization. Young quarterback, great receiving core, great running back. Chargers should win this game. The Cowboys and Giants. Got the Cowboys, man. I'm not a Daniel Jones fan. I'm not a Dak fan. Can't stand Dallas. Can't stand the Giants, but the Cowboys should get it. They need to be a team that's making it to the NFC Championship. If not, it's gonna be time to blow that team up. Dak, I would take him on my team. I don't call him middle of the pack Dak like most people do. I think they put too much on him. So let's see if this year they'll run the ball more and not rely on his arm. He is a game manager, and it's okay because Tom Brady was a game manager for a large portion of his career. He has the tale of two careers. Don't let nobody tell you anything different. And then you have the Bills going up against the Jets. Man, for this game, it's interesting because I like Josh Allen. I really do. Love Aaron Rodgers, one of the greatest of all times. I'm not sure why I would rank Aaron Rodgers with just the one Super Bowl appearance, but with his only Super Bowl appearance, he has a ring. He's proven he has a dope defense in New York. I want to see them win. I want to see them do well. Josh Allen, he's an elite quarterback, top five. Can't deny that. But they should, just like Minnesota, the Bills should have a ring. They should. It seems like, and I put Lamar over him, over Josh Allen. Patrick Mahomes, of course. I don't put Deshaun over him because of the time. But Joe Burrow is over Josh Allen right now. And it should be the other way around. Josh Allen should be where Joe Burrow is. He should have a Super Bowl appearance at least, and he doesn't. He's been at some great games. Unfortunately, he's been on the losing side of those games, a la Kansas City, a la Cincinnati, for the last two postseasons. So today, although I think Buffalo is the better team with Aaron Rodgers' debut in a Jets uniform, I'm gonna take the Jets. I think I'm missing the game. I haven't talked about Philly, but I didn't write it down, so I'm not gonna trip. But whoever Philly plays, I have them winning. Trust me, they're gonna win. I love Jalen Hurts. And I apologize. I thought I had everything written down, but I don't. Yeah, I don't see Philly on my paper anywhere. So I have Philly winning their game. Jalen Hurts, that team, they're going to have something to say. And let me be honest with you guys. He is my fantasy quarterback. He's starting for my fantasy league. I'm going up against my man Joe today. No shout out to him. But yeah. I got my boy Tate. I got him winning. I got, Jalen Hurts making hella strides this year. They've made it to the Super Bowl, and a lot of people had kind of counted him out already. Oh, he can't pass. He can't. He's not a runner. Everything they said that man can't do, he did it. Last year, the Super Bowl was a tale of two halves. Shout out to Coach Reed, Andy Reid in Kansas City for making the necessary adjustments. Patrick Mahomes is a bad boy. Travis Kelce, we already know about him. Chris Jones, we know about him. Philly just went up against a more prepared team. I'm not going to say they were better because Philly was like that last season. And I believe that they will build off of that momentum this year and they'll be right back. In a driver's seat for the NFC East. I believe they will win the NFC East. Do I think they'll make it back to the Super Bowl? I'm not sure. I'm not gonna make a Super Bowl prediction today, but I like what I saw from them last year, and I believe this season they're gonna carry it over. Jalen Hurts is gonna continue to get better, and he's gonna be in that conversation as one of the elite quarterbacks in the league. Because if last year is any indication of what we're going to get from him moving forward, Philly is going to be in love with this kid for the foreseeable future. So, this was cool, man. I'm a little nervous. I had to get the cobwebs off, but, every week I want to do this with you guys. I have, things lined up for y'all coming. I promise I do. I'm not lying. I'm not just not talking, seriously. So, we have a lot coming down the pipe this year, the next fiscal year. So from September to September, we have things coming, and I will be talking to y'all weekly about sports. But I'm going to incorporate it into the podcast, of course, like I did before. But today I just wanted to get these predictions out, get us started, get us rolling in the right direction. You feel me? So, let me say this to y'all. The last 3 years have been very, very difficult for all of us. COVID, the shutdown, the economy just going to shit. George Floyd happened. They riots, as they call looting, and Russia versus Ukraine, jobs laying off, and all this shit. Music industry, hip hop wise, and just a lot of things have been happening. Please, please, please prioritize your mental health. Seriously. COVID is becoming prominent again. The numbers are going back up. Protect yourself, mask up. We don't know what's going to happen, but put yourself first. Prioritize your mental. I think all of us have a little bit of depression going on. Even if you don't feel like you do, you never know. So make sure that you're doing the things that you need to do and you have to do for self. Like I always told y'all before, you don't owe anybody an explanation except the people that you love. So if you have to go ghost and go dark and disconnect from social media, unplug, put your phone on, do not disturb, do what you need to do. Go walk, go ride a bike, go for a drive, do whatever it is that you need to do to protect yourself, to protect your mental, because no one is going to love you like you. Seriously. So do what you got to do for yourself. Y'all stay safe. I love y'all, of course. Nothing's changed. And I'll talk to y'all again soon. I'm out. Enjoy today. Enjoy Sunday football and tomorrow, Monday night. All right? Bye.